Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth Serum, your daily dose of truth, debunking BS realities and illusions that we have subscribed to. My name is Melissa Binkley, and I am your host. I'm a soul life and business strategist, and my mission is to show you how to transform your life and business by bridging science and spirituality and debunking the current belief systems that have us all trapped, learning to walk the path of surrender and grace instead of fear and control. It is time to raise social, sustainable, conscious awareness and spirituality and create a conscious revolution. And we need more people like you, leaders and healers and creatives, coaches and speakers, to live their purpose and to connect with other amazing leaders so that we can create global impact. And through connecting and creating love leaders, we will reach 1 billion and create a shift in the world. Today, we welcome love leader Kate Butler. Kate Butler is a number one best-selling author, certified professional success coach, and intuitive strategist. Kate has been featured on HBO and Jack Canfield's newest release, Living the Success Principles. She's also shared the speaking stage with celebrity cooking sensation Laura Vitale and forward thought leader Marianne Williamson. I was there with her on that one. Kate's book has received the prestigious Mom's Choice Award for Excellence, the Reader's Favorite International Book Award, and has also been endorsed by popular children's brands, Kidorable and the Garden State Discovery Museum. Kate will publish her sixth book this year. Kate's passion is intuitively coaching her clients through her own transformations and breakthroughs so that they can identify their life's mission and begin living their highest path. Kate accomplishes this through her books, one-to-one coaching, group coaching, and live events. And her mission is to guide people to step into their light and ignite their life. Kate is the creator and the person that is the force behind Women Who Inspire, a book that I'm co-authoring that comes out on September 26, 2017, which we're going to make to number one. So welcome, Kate. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here with you today, talk a little truth, chat it up, and yeah, I'm so thrilled. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. Kate and I met a couple of years ago and became instant buddies. I picked her up and we were both flying in for a retreat into North Carolina. I picked her up and we drove for a couple of hours through like some treacherous like mountains and everything and got to know each other. And she's been somebody that's been in my heart and soul ever since. And I have watched her just bloom in this world, and she was already doing amazing things, but it's just like it's a roller coaster of incredibleness, and just so honored that I could have the opportunity to talk with you today. And so what I want to know is, what is your shot of truth serum? What do you want to deliver to our audience? What BS reality do you want to debunk or demystify?
You know, it's so funny. There's a couple of things that come to mind, but when you just said that to me right now, I had something funny pop into my mind, and for some reason I'm being called to share this, so I will. One of the biggest myths for me, I'm going to share the hardest one for me to overcome. Awesome. That I struggled with for a very long time, because I was raised to believe that all rich people were assholes. And honest to God. And so I had this money block for such a long time when it came to really, getting to true abundance. But it's all just such bullshit, because when you get down to it, you know, I can teach people how to make money and, you know, how to grow their business and all that fun stuff. But I don't do it from the place of, you know, greed. What I teach, you know, my clients is that when I'm looking at your bank account, the amount of zeros that are in your bank account equals to me either the amount of people that you've helped or the amount of people that you can help. And so that was one of the biggest things for me to have to overcome as far as a belief, is that, you know, rich people are, you know, they don't give a shit, or they're assholes, or they're untouchable, or they're jerks, or whatever it is. And I grew up thinking that my entire life. But the more abundant I become in my business, and just, you know, in client relationships and things like that, and kind of spread that abundance to others, the more I see the world changing for the greater good of all. So that's one of the biggest ones that comes to the forefront for me when you ask that question.
I love it. The truth serum. Today's truth, the real truth about being rich, about having abundance, right? This is amazing. And I agree with you. What I tell my clients is your income equals your impact, or your impact equals your income. Like they're transmutable. You can't create, and everybody's like, oh, well, you know, especially in the spiritual woo-woo kind of world that I live in with a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs that I work with. And I'm sure it's the same for you, is they have this like this experience of like, well, I don't need money, or I don't. Bullshit. I want to change the world. If I'm going to reach 1 billion people, there's no way I'm going to do it without having a freaking good amount of money. And I grew up the same thing with, you know, money is evil and, you know, all of those types of experience. And I've had a real struggle in my own life around, especially because I was a drug dealer. And so money to me, when I made millions of dollars doing that, like it was just money was bad all around for me. So I love that. That's what we're going to talk about today, because this is so close to my heart. And so I'm wondering for you, how did this truth come to you? What was the lesson or the trial, what I call the masterpiece message, that brought you to this truth?
Well, I wouldn't say that it was one thing, if I'm being perfectly transparent. I mean, it was definitely some deep work that needed to happen for me to shift those deep-rooted beliefs. When the awareness came to the forefront, you know, I didn't even realize how deep it was, right? So what would happen for me is I would understand that it was there, and so I could, you know, kind of navigate through it. So I would have these cycles where I would reach a lot of abundance, right? But then not realizing how deep rooted it was, I would do whatever I could to like give it away, right? It was like almost like, so I never had a problem making money, right? Like the second I graduated college, I was making six figures within a year and I never looked back, right? Mm-hmm. And only increased from there. So it was never about making money for me, but what I didn't realize at the time was because this belief was so deep within me that I would either give money away or spend money. I didn't think I deserved to keep it, or I didn't want to keep it because I didn't want to be bad, or I didn't want to be a jerk, right? And so there was a lot of deep work that had to happen for me to really reset my beliefs, and you know, how my subconscious was filtering in my ideas about abundance. And so that's kind of how I came to. But from the surface level, I guess you can say, I started to realize that, to your point, the more money that I was able to keep, right, the more people I was able to serve. And that at the end of the day is what does it for me.
Oh my gosh, you're speaking exactly what when I finally got to a place where I was making money, I did the same things. Except I wouldn't do them in good ways. I wasn't like spending the money. I would end up with like shit would break down or something crazy would happen. Or when back in like 2014, 2015 with my business, I just hired a bunch of people to work for me and paid all of them. And like every month at the end of the month, I had absolutely no money in my account. And I'm like, I'm making money. What's going on here? Like and I wasn't able to even take care of myself. And I got to this place of stress because I was the same experience. I was like, I can make money, but God, what if I keep it? There's gotta be something around that. And actually this year, 2017, is the first year for me that I've paid myself first and have positive, you know, cash flow in my business, which is like, oh my God, I finally figured that one out. But I love to hear that it's the same experience. So when you, what were some of the things that you had to do or go through, or how did you start noticing that this was an underlying current for you?
So I think that I began to notice it, you know, when the patterns became in like different areas, you know, so it wasn't just, you know, with you know, when I was working in corporate, let's just say, like, I would spend all my money on traveling, so it would go there or something like that, right? And then I started my own staffing and recruiting business. And then it was about, like you're saying, I would, you know, kind of pay everyone else and kind of give the farm away, you know, to all my contractors and all my employees and things like that. And then when I got into the book world and became a publisher, and then I started coaching as a result of that, I was realizing that then my money was going towards mentor. Like, it was a pattern where it just kept, you know, it was like, where does it stop, right? And so I had to really take, I had to really take a look at that. And I'd say, you know, there are some things that I want to invest in, right? But am I being smart about it? Is it strategic? Am I looking at the ROI? And I wasn't doing any of those things, right? Because it was coming from a place of me just really kind of trying to get rid of the money versus me making a strategic decision about where I'm going to invest, right? And so once I began to see that pattern, I was able to distinguish between the two and make different choices, right? Smarter choices. It doesn't mean don't ever spend money. It just means that I look at it very differently now.
Right. And then have an experience of saying, because both you and I have done the same thing, spent massive amounts of money on coaches and mentors that probably weren't the best for us, and we did it not knowing that was probably out of a pattern.
At least, yeah, right.
Idea, yeah. You know, of looking at it and saying, oh, let me just throw away my money, or let me get rid of it, or you know, and thinking that that was I was strategically doing it to make more money or to do something, when I really looked at the experience, I was coming from a place of, for me, a place of fear, and, you know, and what can I do? I need to get to the next level. I need, and going, instead of really sitting in the experience and saying, is this going to be beneficial for me? And do I need that to have that in my life? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I can completely relate to that.
Yeah. And so as you started to move through these experiences and really notice that, you know, this truth serum that, abundance and rich people don't suck, and you know, that, how did you get into you know, now you had the pattern, you started noticing them, what was next for you?
Remaining in that vortex, to be perfectly honest. So I had to have new patterns around money, right? So one of the things that I do every single day is I don't ignore money anymore, right? Like, it's not like a taboo thing. So I am in my bank account every single morning. Mm-hmm. And when I'm in my bank account every single morning, you know, regardless if all the bills just went out and there's less money, or a whole huge, you know, payment cycle just came in and there's a lot of money, I am sitting in a state of gratitude, not for the money, right? That's the important thing. Right. I'm sitting in a place of gratitude within the space with my money. Okay. But I'm giving gratitude for all of the other things in my life, all the opportunities that I have, the health of my family, you know, the, you know, things that I'm looking forward to in the future, like whatever it is, right? But I'm giving gratitude for all of these other things in my life. So now when I'm in the space of money, like, all where my mind and consciousness immediately goes to a state of gratitude and a state of appreciation and a calmness and a peace and looking forward, right, to more, not necessarily more money, but just more life, right? Because I have gotten into the pattern of doing this, right? So like before I'll do a meditation, like I'll pull up my bank account and I'll be in the space of it. Mm-hmm. So I've had to like really retrain my relationship with money so that I stay in that vortex of keeping it clean, really, is kind of how I look at it. Like, none of that other stuff can get in there, because it can creep in unless you kind of stay the course, right? Yeah. So that's part of it.
So I love, you said two things that I believe are so powerful in creating experience, not just the truth serum of changing your relationship to money, and are the truth that, you know, rich people are actually, you know, here to help us in a different way. But you said gratitude and meditation. And for me, those are two things that completely changed my life. And everybody that I talk to, when I talk about, you know, stepping into spirituality or the shifts or the changes that we make in our lives, those are two of the things that really, really make a difference in that. So talk to me a little bit about, for you, what does gratitude mean for you, and how does that, besides where you're doing it already in this money, but you were talking about gratitude in so many ways, What is that showing up for you, and how did you decide on the gratitude piece?
Yeah, well, I'm really glad that you asked that question, actually, because it's such a buzzword now that, you know, I think it's really important to kind of dig into it a little bit and really understand, you know, because everybody has a different experience with gratitude. For me, it's a very fluid word. It's an experience rather than a definition. And so for me, gratitude is a way to encompass and express and experience God's grace, right? Mm-hmm. And so I can be, you know, in this state of, you know, God has graced me with, you know, a beautiful partner in life, right? That's supportive of everything that I do, you know, with very little questioning, just because he believes in me, right? Mm-hmm. I have been, you know, graced with, you know, wonderful children who are wise beyond my years and, you know, teach me every single day. I've been graced with the knowledge of knowing exactly what my soul's journey is in life and how to show up for that every single day to, you know, make my mark on the world, if you will, right? I've been graced mm-hmm. with all of these things. So when I give gratitude and acknowledge those things and appreciate those things, I feel like I am at that point, you know, acknowledging God's grace of, you know, that those things showing up in my life, right? So for me, it's a real tangible experience that I have. Mm-hmm. And that's the gratitude piece for me.
Oh, I love that definition. And I love that you brought in and talked about that grace piece. Cause I talk about in the beginning of this, I believe that there's two ways when you're walking the path of spirituality and like really trying to figure out your life is you, the universe gives you either there's two ways to transform. There is the transformation from what I call the 2x4, which is you get hit over the head by the universe and saying, you know, are you gonna listen to me? And you know, the 2x4, or it's through the path of grace and surrender. And I'm just learning. I've only learned in the last couple of years that you could actually transform through mm-hmm. grace and this, you know, idea of grace and surrender and in that experience into that. So I love that you talk about that piece of grace. So Kate, share with us, what is your mission in this life? What are you here to share on a deeper level with humanity?
My mission in this life, is to be the mirror for other people and helping them truly show up for their God-given gifts in helping them recognize those moments in life when they can choose to really ignite a new path, ignite their passion, ignite their soul's purpose, to really help women specifically recognize their innate power that they were born with and also give them the specific tools to help them show up for those things and then live the life that they were meant to live. You know, so there's a lot of different pieces to that. You know, the first step is, you know, recognizing the power that you have, you know, and then once you're understanding, you know, just, you know, I think Bob Proctor probably put it the best I've ever heard. And he said, if you understood that you had enough energy in your pinky finger to light all of New York City, you would begin to understand the power that you have in this time and space, right? And I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but, you know, but that's what I believe. And so if you can help people understand their power, right? And then start to, once they're in that power, recognize their unique God-given gifts and then help them with the tools of specifically how to show up for that, right? Mm-hmm. And so they can start actually taking the steps on their soul's path. That's what I'm here to do in a variety of different ways, right? So I do it through helping people publish their own stories through books. And I do it through the coaching. I do it through retreats and events. And people show up in different ways at different times, right? So I offer a lot of varieties, you know, for people to come into the space and have that awakening.
And all of those things that you do allow people to live into and step into this truth serum of they're giving them a way to have abundance, a way to make money, a way to create their own missions. And so it leads right into each other. So I want to talk a little bit about some of these things that you do, and especially the book, because I am a co-author in this book that you're getting ready to come out, the Women Who Inspire. And it's the second in a series. And I know you've already got something in the works for the next one after this. And you're she's going to be looking for more authors. tell us a little bit about the inspiration for this series, how it came about. And I know that it's connected into your mission, you know, and with that, and just so honored to be a part of it. Well, we really want to get your ideas behind how the brainchild of this incredible experience that we're all going through right now.
Thank you so much. And such an honor, honestly, Melissa, to have you a part of it. Your chapter is amazing. The story that you share is absolutely incredible and will be so serving to anyone who reads it. And it's a testament to all of the co-authors in this book who have literally poured themselves into these pages. It's so vulnerable and raw and inspiring, and there's texture and depth to it. I mean, I just can't say enough. I mean, I am so proud of this project and this book. You know, it began with Women Who Ignite, as you mentioned, and that really was, it came about because I had a lot of clients who were asking me how to publish a book because I had done it before. And they just didn't have any interest in the publishing piece of it. And I said, well, you know, I have a team that already does that because, you know, by the time Women Who Ignite published, that was my fourth book. And so I said, what if I took the part of the publisher and all you really had to do was write from your heart, which is exactly what you want to do. And so many people were saying, you know, that's what we've been looking for, right? And we trust your message because you already have these inspiration books, you know, out in the market, right? So we trust that this would be the vertical to show up correctly with it's important, right? That you're going to be represented correctly. This is your story. This is your message to the world. And so Women Who Ignite ended up being the point in people's lives that these women chose to ignite a different path. They chose to ignite their soul. They chose to ignite their passion, right? And everyone shares this same spark, the same moment of igniting. And that whole book is about that moment. Mm-hmm. So when that book became so popular, as you know, and people were saying, well, where's the next book? I went, oh my gosh, like the next book, of course, right? There's going to be a next book. So then it became Women Who Inspire. And it became a series at that point, right? Because people began looking forward to what's next and what's to come. And so Women Who Inspire is not about the moment that they decided to ignite, that these beautiful co-authors decided to show up for their life, although that's a very pivotal and important moment. But Women Who Inspire is about the people who are living it. The people who have had that moment, and now what does it look like to actually live a life of purpose, right? And to me, that's the most inspiring thing someone can do. And the next book is Women Who Influence, because once you show up for that purpose, right? How are you using your message in your life to begin to influence others in a positive way and become an influence in your market, in your vertical, in your message? And so that's the progression of the series. And the one after that is actually going to be Women Who Impact, because once you know what you want to do and then you show up for it and then you're influencing other people in a positive way, then how are you giving back? And that's the impact piece. And so that is how the series has grown so organically. And it's thanks to our audience who has asked for more and followed us from the inception of this idea all the way through. And so it's a really beautiful thing. And I thank you again for being a part of it, because it's thanks to you all that this is.
I'm thankful to be a part of it. And I love, now that I know, I wasn't sure what all of the other pieces were, but when you started talking about it, I was getting chills down my whole side. That's my.
Me too, I know.
Knowing that there's truth in what's going on, because you're right. Yeah. Once you inspire, I've seen this in my own life. Once you inspire, then it was where it's creating influence. And I teach my clients, how do you create influence? How do you create global impact? And then it's like the impact piece is now I'm in a place where I'm giving back. I'm working with trafficking organizations and creating, I'm actually in a space now where I have a couple of organizations where I'm putting together their whole process for, transformational healing for their victims and teaching and going to be flying in and teaching their staff and the people how to do this. And that's impact. That's like, okay, I've done all these things and I've done this. So how can I impact the world in a different way? Because right now, especially the world is on fire, literally on fire. Like we have fires all up and down the West Coast destroying communities. We have 8 hurricanes out in the oceans. We have Nepal, India, and Bangladesh that have been flooded, and over 1,400 have died. Record-breaking triple-digit temperatures in places like Switzerland and Croatia. I mean, the world is on fire, and Mother Gaia is telling us it's time for us to wake up and come together and share this. And the only way we're going to do that is through women that are, like, I believe it's the women that are going to change the world. Sorry, men. I mean, I love you guys and all, but I really believe that it's bringing back the sacred feminine and really connecting to that. And just what you're doing with these books is showing the progression. This is how you take this first step and how do you do this? And you, each one builds on the other because you can't do one until you've had that other piece in place. Mm-hmm. And then you get to a place where then when you create impact, you can change the world. And that's how we're going to reach 1 billion, right? Yeah. All of it together are going to do that. And the reason my number is 1 billion is 7 billion people in the world. I believe 1 billion is critical mass number. Whereas when you change that, everything goes through the conscious collective, what I call the God field, and it changes for all of society. Like everything changes at once. And so I believe we're in an experience of creating this together. So the fact that your books line up in that exact way, like with how the flow goes, is there's no coincidences. It's incredible.
yes, and I completely agree with everything that you just said. I won't reiterate it all, but 100% on point. We need to wake up. It is time. There is no more time to waste. It is time for everyone to step up, step into what they're here to do, and show up for what they're made of, and it's time.
And your shot of truth serum, the truth is you need to have money to do this. You need to have, you need to believe that being rich is going to help you actually heal and change the world compared to not, right? So in this process of, you know, transforming our lives and taking the next step and going from one inspire to, ignite to inspire to influence to impact, so many people think that you have to completely overhaul your whole life. Like everything's got to change at once. And I believe that we have like small, like baby steps and things that we can do, you know, little things. So what is one ritual practice or thing that you cannot live without? Like the 5-minute solution. Like if you can give one thing to our audience that says, if you don't do anything else, or if you need to start somewhere, do this one thing first.
So I have a system, it's called the rig system. So you can like rig your day versus having your day play you. And so the first thing I do in the morning is a reset, and that's a very quick thing I'll show you in just a minute. But I also set an intention for the day, which only takes a moment when I wake up in the morning. Like my intention for the day is, I remain in the vortex in order to serve, at my fullest for the greatest good of all involved. Right. Mm-hmm. So I set intentions a little bit differently, than I hear, intentions set generally. And so I usually set intentions with how I want the other people to receive versus mm-hmm. what I want to get back. And so I reset, I set an intention. What is my number one priority goal for the day? So that's the G. And then I do a second G, which is gratitude, which we've already talked about, right? So RIGG, and I rig my day. The reset is something I learned from a master kinesiologist a couple of years ago that I studied with. As we know, like our brain connects to every organ in our body, and each organ is a different emotion. And you and I have done this before, Melissa. You can either do this over your heart chakra or your solar plexus chakra, which you can't see here, but you know where it is. And putting your hand on top of your head. And obviously, if you're looking to just kind of open up your space and open up your love, you would do heart chakra. If you're looking to ignite more of your personal power, then you would, open up your solar plexus, either one is fine. Just so you can see it, I'll do my heart chakra today. And I just say, universe, please connect my left brain, midbrain, and right brain to function at 100% according to your design, in service to you and for the greatest good of all involved. Amen. And that's it. And every time I do that, I feel like I've snapped out of it. Whatever I was in, the fog from the night before, or, just busy, the busyness, the chaos of it all. I can do it in a car at a red light. Throughout the day you can do it, but those are the things I can't live without in the morning, as far as, obviously aside from meditation, which is sacred and is just a constant, those are the other, kind of energy switchers that I can use in the morning to ensure that at least I'm starting out my day on the right foot. Do you know you're muted?
I think that is so wonderful. And I was just saying, you have a book that's in, that I actually have here, that I was gifted from you, that talks about the ring system. And I loved it the first time I read it, and do all of those other things, but just the idea of putting them together in that type of way. And it is really honestly a 5-minute solution. You can do this every day, no matter where, when, what, how. Simply add into your life, and it makes such a great experience with that. So if you could do one thing in this world before you pass to the next realm, so whatever your belief system is on that, what would you do? It doesn't have to be business related. It can be. It doesn't have to be mission related. Maybe it's some great adventure you want to go on, or some thing you want to see or do. But what's one thing that you would share with people that's really on your bliss list? I call it the bliss list, that you have to do before this life is over for you?
The main thing I want to do is know that I have reached one child, preferably millions, so that children know their worth in this world. That's why I write children's books. That's my number one priority in this world.
You definitely already done that. So yeah, awesome.
I won't stop.
No, it won't stop. So it's going to be even more than one child. It's going to be a millions. I can see it already.
Needs to be millions. The only reason that I ended up getting into adult books is because the moms that read my children's books said, you got to get more of this out for the moms and for me, because I need to know how to speak this language to communicate with my children what you're communicating through your children's books.
Yeah.
And that's why I do both. But the children are my passion, because they're, right. They are just such beautiful spiritual beings, and to remain for them in that place and for them to know their true worth in this world, that's my number one passion.
Awesome. All right, we have one more question, but before we go to the last question, Kate, I want you to share with everyone how they can find you, how to connect with you, what's the best thing to do so that they can really find out if you're interested more in being an author in one of her next two upcoming books, or in her coaching, or going to one of her events, anything. You got to get some yumminess from Kate. You got to just be in her presence. So share with us, Kate, how we can find
you. Thank you. The yumminess. I love that. Let's get together. So my website is katebutlercoaching.com. And if you were interested in the book specifically, you can go to katebutlercoaching/influence. And that will tell you everything you need to know about the book series, and also how you can apply to be a part of it. And I am also on Facebook. It's my preferred avenue of social media, Kate Butler Books. So any of those ways are beautiful ways to get in contact, and let's definitely hook up and be in the yumminess.
Yeah,
awesome. I love it.
All right. So last question. You're 110 years old. I pick 110 because I love the 11. You're on your deathbed, and a reporter comes in, and he comes in to talk to you, and he's going to be doing your epilogue and your obituary, and he's the only person that you get to speak to before you pass over. And you have to tell him something. And he said, if you had one truth that you could leave for all your family, friends, and humanity to know, one truth, what would you say?
Easy. Be present.
Be present. Wow. Yeah. Yes. Thank you all so much for another shot of Truth Serum. I hope you understand the truth of abundance and what it's like to really know that rich people are amazing, because we're going to help heal the world. And thank you so much, Kate, for joining us today. We'll see you all in the next episode. Bye.